As the Senate impeachment trial gets underway in Washington, there are already changes to the rules proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on how the trial will go. He had talked about having each side present their case over two marathon 12-hour sessions. Now he has revised his plan to allow three 8-hour sessions for each side. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell joins us from Washington. Hi, Kelsey.
Hey there.
So Democrats were very unhappy about the 12-hour days, saying that some important presentation would have to happen in the middle of the night in that case. Why did McConnell back down?
Well, it sounds like it was pressure from his own Republicans and not from Democrats that made him change his mind. I got an email from Susan Collins of Maine, her spokeswoman, who told me that Senator Collins and others raised concerns about the 24 hours over 2 days and about other concerns about them needing to admit the House transcript into the record. And they basically, you know, force Majority Leader McConnell to make a change.
When you say admit the House transcript into the record, what does that mean?
So there had been a change to the resolution that was released last night that made it so that the further down the line in the trial, someone would have to have made a motion to submit the entirety of the entire House investigation into the evidence. It wouldn't be just the starting point for this trial. And that was read by Democrats and apparently some Republicans as an improper way to start this trial. So there was a change made, and now all of the evidence that was gathered and all the testimony that was gathered in the House is just the baseline for where we start for this trial.
So is this going to satisfy the Democrats?
I don't know that it will satisfy the Democrats on all points, but it probably alleviates at least one or two of the amendments that they were planning to make. There's still the question of witnesses and evidence and documents. And that was not addressed by McConnell in this changed and update to the resolution. Instead, we expect Democrats to offer amendments to the resolution so that they can set new rules for witnesses and evidence. But that is a very high bar, and it will be very difficult for them to get any of those changes made.
Isn't it more likely that, as McConnell has been saying, the decision on witnesses and evidence is going to happen after the opening arguments from each side?
Yeah, absolutely, because Democrats do have some Republicans who are on their side about wanting to hear from specific people like John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, or Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House Chief of Staff. Now, they do have some Republican support on that, but all of the Republicans that I have talked to that have even indicated that they might be open to witnesses say they don't want to have that conversation until after the opening arguments and senators' questions are done.
With the change on having each side present its arguments over 3 days instead of 2 days, are we pretty much in the same situation as with the Clinton impeachment trial a couple decades ago?
Well, the argument that McConnell's office was making last night was that neither side in the Clinton impeachment took up their full 24 hours, and they did wrap up within about 3 days. Now, Democrats say that's not a reason to give them limitations now just because of the time that was absorbed last time. It's a different trial, a different case. So I think that's still going to be an issue.
So one of the arguments that has come up in terms of keeping the trial short, that the one reason Republicans may have wanted to keep the trial so short is so that it would be over before President Trump gives his State of the Union address, which is scheduled for February 4th. So with this change, what does that mean? Do you think it's possible now that the trial will still be going on during the State of the Union address?
It depends on whether or not the arguments about witnesses at the end take a long time, because adding on two additional days brings them, our math had it that they would have been wrapping up on Saturday under the old proposed rule. Now that brings them to Tuesday. But it's so unclear right now how those arguments will play out.
So what are you going to be watching for today as this continues, Kelsey, because it's sort of uncharted territory, even though we have been here before twice in the country's history? You know, what are you going to be watching today as the first day of the trial unfolds?
I'm watching the way that Senator Schumer structures his amendments. That may sound kind of in the weeds, but it's important because it tells us a little bit about what their strategy is for trying to convince Republicans and convince voters who are watching this that the process in the Senate is maybe unfair or needs to be changed. Or it also kind of tips their hand a little bit at what they think is the most important. Is it the documents or is it the witnesses? And as he prioritizes them, we'll be be able to see that a little bit.
And as we get caught up in the weeds of the process here, I just want to remind our listeners that the issue in this trial is whether President Trump should be removed after asking Ukraine's president to investigate a political rival, Joe Biden, and withholding military aid. And then the second article, obstructing the House investigation into that request. That's what this is all about. Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.